In the name of the Father, and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Yesterday, we were speaking together with the young people, the youth, concerning the Jubilee, the second thousand of the pairs of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the feast of the escape of the Holy Family to Egypt. We know when a person makes a pair's day, he has to prepare himself for a long time. How much now, when we are remembering, after 2,000 years, the pairs of the Lord Jesus Christ, who truly make a revolution in the life of men, and who also truly saved and redeemed human being and sacrificed himself on our behalf. We must be serious through this year to prepare ourselves for this feast, the feast of the pairs of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the other feast that we are the only church which truly is honored by the escape of the Lord Jesus Christ himself while he was a baby into Egypt. And he came and he found a refuge in our city and he established our church. Therefore, the young people decided yesterday to start every week to make just a paper every week about the Jubilee, about what is the theology and spirituality of these feasts, and second thing, what can we do for this occasion so that to present a gift to the Lord Jesus Christ. He granted us himself as a gift. What we will give, or what is our response concerning this divine love? احنا بنعيد احبائي يعني هنخلص قربنا قوي. احنا لينا اكتر من سنة سنتين في الميدل ايست. وزي ما قلت ان اتذكر من حوالي سنتين لما كنت في لبنان او قبرص مش متذكر. وبعدين كنا بنفكر في الاحتفال باليوبيل الثاني بداية اليوبيل الثالث لميلاد المسيح. فعرفنا ان الفاتيكان دافعين 40 مليون دولار لاسرائيل للاحتفال. هتقدر تتخيل هيكلف قد ايه دي الدفعة الاولى. وعاملين كوميتي مسمينها يعني outstanding committee of cardinals special for this occasion. It is ever يعني قائمة باستمرار اللي بتوضب للاحتفال. And also in the second meeting we heard about the king of Jordan, ملك حسين. He said he want to participate with the churches in the Middle East in this occasion because in his country Jesus Christ came from 2000 years. I don't look about this occasion as a social activity, or it is just to be proud about this occasion, but it is a good chance to make a reevaluation about our life, about the church life, about our message, and to spiritually to offer a present which is suitable to the Lord himself in this occasion. نفسي كده في الفترة دي أحبائي كل واحد يفكر بجدية فضل سنة وشوية إيه اللي قدمه المسيح إذا ادانا ربنا عمر ونقدمه للمسيح في خلال المناسبة دي. فبفكرت كده إن احنا نخلي العشية يوم السبت مع اجتماع الشبان كل أسبوع ناخد حاجة روحية طبعا وبيبليكال من الكتاب المقدس concerning the pairs of the Lord Jesus Christ and concerning the escape of the Holy Family to Egypt. Yesterday, one of the young people, some gave many suggestions. One of them said, oh, it is a great occasion in which we show our love towards the poor countries in the Middle East and in Africa and to give gifts to the children of Kenya and South Africa and so on, and Egypt, from Canada and North America, all North America, to those kids. فكرة لطيفة قدمها شاب من الشباب الموجودين امبارح، قال ليه ما نقعدش نوضب نفسنا وبمناسبة مرور 2000 سنة نقدم هدية، ربنا بيحب الفقراء، نقول له اللي انت بتحبهم احنا زي ما بتفرح قلبنا بجيتك، احنا نفرح قلوب الولاد الصغيرين الموجودين في ساوث افريكا او في كينيا او في الصومال، الحتت التعبانة، فتبقى هدية من الـ children of our churches to the children in these countries. That's just one of the suggestions. I want to leave this for you and for our young people to think seriously about this occasion for the growth and the progress of our spiritual life and our faith and for the edification of the church. Today I want to speak about why our Lord Jesus Christ accepted to be incarnated. Why the Logos, who is unlimited, the infinite, became a man. Is there is a necessity that the Logos of God, who is one with the Father, to become a man? هل من ضرورة أن كلمة الله أو اللوغوس الغير محدود أن يصير إنسانا؟ I remember a story happened, I think, in the Islamic area in the Middle Times. Once there was wazir, like minister, and he was asking one of the Christians, how do you believe God became man? How can you imagine that? It is not logic that the Son of God or the Logos, the Word of God, became man to save the human being. While he was walking with him in the garden on the next day, he arranged that one of the ladies who working in the palace, she was carrying the baby of this minister. I think he was a ruler, like a king. And this Christian person took this baby and threw it in the river or in the stream of water. And the king or the ruler unconsciously want to throw himself to save this child. Then the Christian person seized him and said, where are you going? He said, oh, you killed my baby. He said, don't worry, it is not your baby. It is just an idol, timsal, statue, and I throw it to see about your feelings. Why you truly ignored that you are a ruler and you want to throw yourself to swim in the stream and to save your child? Do you have love more than the love of God? If you as a human being wanted to save your child from the water by swimming by your clothes in the water and to save him, is it not logic that God himself descend from heaven and became man and save all human being, the lover of who is the lover of mankind? And from this moment the ruler started to think how God truly is love and how he is taking care of human being. المشكلة أحبائي إن احنا مش بنقدر ندرك العبارة اللي قالها السيد المسيح في إنجيل يوحنا الأصحاح الثالث الآية 16 اللي بتعتبر سنتر الكتاب المقدس كله. هكذا أحب الله العالم حتى بذل ابنه الوحيد لكي لا يهلك كل من يؤمن به بل تكون له الحياة الأبدية. Verse 16 from chapter 3 of the Gospel according to St. John is in fact the center of all the Bible, the Old and New Testament. It is the key verse of the Bible when the Lord Jesus Christ, how God the Father loved the world and he sent his only begotten Son to save the human being. Those who believe in him will not die but will attain life. ربنا أحبائي لذيذ. When God wants to solve any problem, he does not solve it in a human way or by orders. When he looked to human being and they were suffering, he didn't say, I will take off suffering from their life. No. He came to our world. He shared us our life. He became a baby. And he grew up as a child. He accepted to be a young man. And at last he became a man. And he worked like us. He ate, drank, slept. He suffered, he was tempted even by the Satan. He lived as a human being. Only in one thing, he has no sin in his life. He had the same things like us, a body, a mind, emotions, senses, everything. He truly like us in everything except in sin. And this is love. Now we feel that he sanctified our life. I feel proud that I have a body because my Lord Jesus Christ shared me in the same body. I am proud of my mind because my Lord Jesus Christ also had a mind when he became a man. I do not despise my emotions, my senses, because my Lord also has the same feelings, but in very pure and infinite purity and in a unique way. Therefore, he granted us that he sanctified our lives, our work, our bodies, our minds, our emotions, everything in our life, and thus we feel that we are blessed in Jesus Christ. أجمل حاجة في المسيحية أن الواحد شعر أنه مش مجرد أو إنسان وسط كثيرين من البشر، لكن ربنا جه قال لك ما تخافش حبيبي، زي ما أنت عايش أنا أعيش، وزي ما أنت بتاكل أنا آكل، زي ما أنت بتتعب أنا أتعب، وزي ما أنت بتنام أنا أنام، وزي ما أنت ليك أحاسيس أنا لي أحاسيس، وزي ما ليك قرايب أنا لي قرايب، وزي ما بتحضر حفلات أنا أحضر حفلات، وزي ما أنت بتحضر جنازات أحضر جنازات. شاركنا في كل شيء ما عدا الخطية. كده أحبائي احنا بنحس في اعتزاز، مش كبرياء فينا، لكن بحس إلهي صار مثلي، شاركني في كل حياتي، إيه اللي ناقصني؟ صحيح ما الواحد يقعد يفكر كده مع نفسه، إيه اللي ممكن ينقص احنا ما خدناهوش بعد ما ربنا شاركنا كل شيء. بتاع ده اقرا قصة كنت في بيت، فادوني كتاب قصص، بحب قصص الاطفال، فقريت قصة لطيفة عن طفلة صغيرة كانت دائمة الابتسامة. يوم من الايام اتعملت حفلة صغيرة في الكنيسة، ففي طبيب، والطبيب ده غني جدا لكن كل حياته مليانة بؤس مش مبتسم. فلاحظ في البنت دي، العيلة الصغننة قوي دي، انها دائمة الابتسامة وبشوشة باستمرار. فسأل عنها، قالوا له هي كده على طول رغم انها فقيرة وظروفها صعبة ومحتاجة وبيدوها معونة من الكنيسة، لكن هي دائمة البشاشة. فبيقول روح البيت وبدأ يفكر، مين أسعد، هذه الطفلة الصغيرة اللي لا تملك شيء ولا أنا؟ وتغيرت حياته بالكامل، وبدأت البشاشة لا تفارق وجهه. ومرت أيام قليلة أو شهور ومات هذا الرجل، وما كانش متجوز وما عندوش أولاد، فكل قرايب بيشوفوا يا ترى مين اللي حيورث. فلقي عامل لستة بالناس اللي غيروا حياته تتوزع عليهم ممتلكات، فحاطت لهذه الطفلة 175,000 دولار هدية لهذه الطفلة، لأنها أعادت أو قدمت لي في المسيح يسوع روح البشاشة وروح التهليل. فالناس تعجبت، فالكاتب بيقول يا ترى إنها ابتسامة تمنها 175,000 دولار، في الواقع تمنها أكتر بكتير، لأنها مش موضوع الفلوس، لكن تمنها حياة إنسان بالكامل تتغير ببشاشة. I remember once Father Mikhail Ibrahim said a word. I'd never forget it. He said, we serve our people even with our sheep and our countenance. When we are smiling, we are full of joy. We serve them by this joy more than by words. حينما الشعب بيبقى عايز يلاقي كاهن مبتسم اتذكر ما بنساهاش ابدا وانا في السجن الاخ اللي هو بتاع مباحث امن الدوله مش بتاع السجن نفسه طبعا ده كانوا بيترعبوا منه فكان في انسان له ظروف قاسيه قوي وهو طلب مني ان انا اروح الزنزانه بتاعته اقضي الليله معه عشان كانوا خايفين عليه فعلا قعدت ليله كانت ليله لطيفه قوي قعدنا لغاية الصبح نحكي طبعا ما بنشوفش بعض فكانت ليلة لذيذة قعدت أحكي معه وهو يحكي معي لغاية الصبح وكانت من أحلى الليالي اللي أنا عشتها في داخل السجن في قعدتي مع هذا الإنسان وبعدين مرت الأيام وأخذت دور برد فبديت طبعا الجو ما فيش دواء وما فيش ظروف فكنت تعبان قوي فلقيت الراجل عجيب قوي جه وخبط على الباب بتاع الزنزانة فتحها وقال لي انت مالك قلت له اي فيل يعني حاسس ان انا تعبان صحيا قال لي ده احنا بنستغرب على وشك البشوش في السجن على طول وبعتناك لفلان عشان زيدك تبقى مكشر اداني درس كويس ومن وقتها بديت فعلا قلت تكشيرة دي غلط حتى ولو انا عيان there is no excuse لانه ممكن الواحد بالبشاشة يبشر بالمسيح حتى ولو كان داخل السجن ما بنساهاش الكلمة اللي قالها لي هذا الضابط أبدا وحاسس أنها صوت ربنا لي We are in need to preach Christianity not by words nor by money nor by serving others in material things The people or the world is in need to discover the joy of heaven in our inner man and the reflect of the joy on our face and in our conduct. نفسي كده أحس ولادنا وبناتنا وشعبنا كله كلهم هيس فرحان. I hope that I will see all the Christians are full of joy. We can't preach Christianity without the inner joy and also outside joy. Not only from inside but also from outside. For Jesus Christ came to this world to sanctify our lives so that we truly may become ambassadors of heaven and to be full of joy. Second thing, one of the first things, Jesus Christ came to sanctify our lives, to sanctify our history. He subjected to the human history, although he is the eternal one. And also second thing, he came to renew our inner man. Any person perhaps can change the others from outside. Nobody can penetrate into the hearts of men and to change their nature except God himself by the work of Holy Spirit. Even the parents, you can give many things to your kids, but you can't enter in their hearts and to renew their nature. Jesus Christ came specially to renew our nature. This is what Saint Monica believed in. She served her husband, her kids, and her mother-in-law, and she, through her love, changed her husband and her mother-in-law into Christianity. But Augustine lived more than until about 37 years old. He was totally against the church. She believed that nobody can change his life except God himself. Augustine loved Saint Ambrose, the bishop of Milano or Milan in Italy. And she went to Saint Ambrose and said to him, Augustine loved you too much and you usually now comes to the church to hear your sermon. He said to her, oh, You are speaking about Augustine. Augustine, in fact, he attracted many people from the church to his heresy, and he is against church. She started to weep, and when he looked at her, she was weeping deeply. He said to her, "Don't be in trouble. Trust that the sun of these tears will not be destroyed at all." And Augustine was the son of the tears of his mother, and she believed in the work of God, and he became one of the great pillars of the church, and he attracted many people to Christianity after his repentance and returning to God. If there is a problem in your or in my life, in the lives of my kids, and the lives of the new generations, we are in need to return to God and to believe God has the power and authority to renew their nature. نفسي أحبائي كل واحد وكل واحدة فينا يبقى عنده هذا الإيمان. الله الذي يستطيع أن يخرج من الآكل أكل. شغلة ربنا أنه يطلع من الفاسدين الديسين ومن الزناة والخطاة أبناء مبررين لله. ليه تقلق؟ ليه تضطرب على أولادك؟ ليه خايف على الجيل الجديد؟ ليه الآن؟ ارفع عينيك كده واعمل مطانيات قدام ربنا وقول له, "You came specially for the renewal of my nature and the renewal of all human beings' nature, and we believe you can renew their natures." خلي عندنا دايما الإيمان, فالله الذي يغير قلوب الآخرين وقلوبنا نحن أيضا ويجدد الطبيعة بتاعتنا. First, Christ came to sanctify our lives, even our history. Second, Christ came to renew my nature and the human nature as a whole. Third thing, he came from heaven, he opened the gates of heaven. Now the gates of heaven are opened before our eyes. We are not in need of somebody to speak with us of heaven, because heaven is very near to me. It is at hand. We are in need just to ask God to illuminate our hearts and to cleanse our inner sight. Then we will discover by ourselves, through the work of the Holy Spirit, the opened gates of heaven. Don't say, "I am living here in this world. I am a human being. I have just some human experience." No. Now the gates of heaven are open. You have a new experience. Every day you have the power, the authority to ascend and to practice the heavenly life. And then you can say with Saint Paul, "Our citizenship is in heaven." احنا احبائي النهارده من كل قلبنا نقول مواطنتنا هي في السماء, او نقول اجلسنا معه في السماويات. حين الواحد يقعد يقول, صدقني اقعد حين كده افكر, ايه يعني الناس بيعملوا لنا ايه؟ تخيل, even if you are surrounded with millions of people around you, what is the benefit? The gates of heaven are open to you, and you can ascend to heaven and to be surrounded with God himself. You will find special place in the bosom of the Father. You can acknowledge and know the divine mysteries, and you feel every day you have a new experience. You are not in need of anything in this world. You are satisfied. صحيح. يعني مرة كده كان في جروب قالوا لي, نفسي هديك هدية. قعدت أفكر, قالوا لي أي حاجة بس اطلب أي حاجة ولو صغير تذكار. قعدت أفكر قلت لهم الهدية الوحيدة اللي ممكن تدوهاني, الوحيدة اللي ممكن تفرحني, هو المسيح. لو تقدروا تدوني المسيح, هو ده الوحيد مش لاقي حاجة ممكن اطلبها. صحيح، ايه ممكن الواحد يطلب من العالم؟ قولوا لي، ايه ممكن يفرح قلبك غير المسيح الحي؟ هو الهدية بتاعتنا، هو اللي يملى كياننا، هو اللي يفرح قلبنا، هو اللي بيشبع كل اعماقنا في الداخل، هو اللي فاتح ابواب السما لينا. ايه اللي ناقصنا في الدنيا؟ ينقصنا ايه؟ We are in need to discover the open gates of God. Therefore, we will be truly satisfied. We will not be in need of anything, or we will not be in need of anybody here in this world. We love every person, but in Jesus Christ. We hope that we also together be lifted up and have the experience of heaven itself. The fourth thing, Christ came to make a kind of unity. Unity between man and God. Unity between man and his brother. Unity between heavenly hosts and the human being. Unity between nations also and each other. Unity between body and soul, between mind and emotions. This is the work of Christ. You will never feel any conflict within yourself. You are not struggling with your body, with your mind, with your emotions. You feel through the work of the Holy Spirit, you became a man of God. Everything is united together. All the elements of your life are united in a true unity in Jesus Christ. My body is working on behalf of the kingdom of God. My soul has the same purpose. My emotions, my senses, my mind, every moment of my life is devoted, even while I am in my work or in my study or in visiting any person, in wherever I am, I feel all my being is working together in unity for the edification of the kingdom of God. There is a unity between us, all human beings. There is no black, white, Indians, Japanese, Africans. In Jesus Christ, all of us became members of the same body. Also, there is a unity between us and heaven. We are supported with Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, Suriel, with the cherubim, with the seraphim. They are full of joy for our salvation. They are waiting and longing for our ascension to heaven on the last day with the Lord Jesus Christ. They are looking how God is preparing the glory for us, and they are rejoicing. They will share us our joy on the last day. There is a unity between God and man. I don't feel God is far away from me. God is very near to me, more than my parents, more than my wife, more than my kids, more than my own self. He is within me. As Saint Augustine said, he is very high, more high than me. He is in my depth, more than my depth. I feel he truly, if we can say, fill all my inner man. Therefore, I can't separate myself from my God, who grant me a kind of unity with him. We attain the unity with the Father and the Son by the work of the Holy Spirit. At last, Jesus Christ came to grant us new concepts. Our concept understanding to God, to man, to the world, to the body, to money, to the possessions, to the creation, everything, in fact, our standing has been totally changed. We are looking to God as our own Father. He is love himself. We are looking to the world as a beautiful gift from God and a decorated bridge through which we will pass from this world and be with him in Jerusalem, the above. We are looking to our bodies as gifts from God. We pray by this body. We worship God through this body. We fast, we make mataniyat, kneelings. We thank God for he grants us this body. This body will share the soul, its or her glory on the last day. Therefore, I do not despise this body. On the contrary, I respect my body and the bodies of others, because I will see all these bodies will be glorified on the last day. I am looking to eternity. It's not far from me. It is a new concept. I am not speaking about heaven through imagination or through philosophy, but by the coming of the Heavenly One, heaven became very near to me. It is revealed to me. فالواقع أحبائي نفسي كده ألخص مجيء المسيح لنا قدم لنا على الأقل خمس حاجات لطيفة. الحاجة الأولانية قدس حياتنا، قدس تاريخنا، قدس وقتنا، عملنا. الحاجة الثانية أنه عمل جدد الطبيعة بتاعتنا فأصبحنا ما بنقلقش من أو ما نخافش من الفساد. فتح أبواب السماء قدامنا، ادانا نوع من الوحدة داخل النفس والجسد، وحدة أيضا بيننا وبين إخواتنا، بيننا وبين السمائيين، وفوق الكل وحدة بيننا وبين الثالوث القدوس نفسه. آخر حاجة قدم لينا مفاهيم جديدة لكل شيء في العالم. أقدر أضيف نمرة ستة، حقق كل نبوات العهد القديم وكل الرموز اللي كان كل رجال العهد القديم منتظرين. دايما بقعد اتذكر، بقول دي ما بنساش المنظر ده دايما، في يوم الجمعة الكبيرة in Good Friday when Jesus Christ his soul descended into the heads. How Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Isaiah, Jeremiah, all the prophets, Sarah and Rebecca, all the righteous children, how they received him. ازاي استقبلوا المسيح ألوف ألوف وملايين ملايين من آدم إلى صلب المسيح. تخيل كده في الجحيم كله يقولوا ياه، جه اليوم اللي احنا منتظرينه. شاية كده يقعد يقولوا ياه، أنا اتكلمت عنك لكن ما كنتش قادر أدرك أسرارك كما هي إلا دلوقتي. وأرمية وميخا ورفقة وسارة وإسحاق، كل ألوف ألوف وملايين ملايين تهلي كده قعدوا مزقططين، واخدهم كده في حضنه وطلع بيهم في السماء في الفردوس، يقول لهم تعالوا بقى اتمتعوا كفاية، عشتوا كتير منتظرين اليوم ده. In fact, when Jesus Christ came, he realized and fulfilled all the prophecies of the Old Testament and also the symbols and the shadows which was revealed through the law and the history of the Old Testament. ربنا يدينا نعمة ويدينا بركة، ونفسي ربنا يديكم عيد مبارك، اللي هو إن شاء الله الكل يكون متمتع بالعيد اليوبيل، ما عرفش سموه التاني بقى ولا التالت، نهاية التاني وبداية الألف التالتة لمجيء المسيح ولدخوله أرض مصر. نفسي خليك سيريس كده طول الأسبوع، فكر إيه اللي ممكن تقدمه للمسيح اللي قدم لك كل هذه العطايا. وطبعا احنا مش ضامنين العمر يبقى فيه ايه، لكن على اي الاوضاع احنا نقول له احنا قاعدين مستعدين. هنجي العيد واحنا هنا نبقى فرحانين، ونجي العيد وكانت الكل فوق في السماء برضه هنبقى فرحانين. احنا يهمنا نتقابل معاك ونتمتع بيك. ربنا يديكم حياه مقدسه مباركه يفرح قلبنا باستمرار. نفسي لا نفقد سلامنا ولا نفقد فرحنا، ونعلن مجيء المسيح فينا بالابتسامة الدائمة من داخل القلب مش بس من بره. لإلهنا كل مجد وكرامة من الآن وإلى الأبد، آمين.